Hello everyone, I am back to do an updated Open Broadcaster software tutorial. This is going to be the updated version that I did a few years ago because the process has changed a little bit, but it's still pretty easy if you follow the steps. For this demonstration, I'm going to be using a virtual machine in Windows Sandbox, which is a really cool Windows 10 feature in Windows 10 Pro and higher that lets you essentially create a clean copy of Windows 10 that you can do pretty much anything you want with, and when you close it, it will reset itself and you can open it back up and it'll be clean and all your changes will be lost. But anyway, it's the perfect tool to use to demonstrate OBS, so that's what we're going to do. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to download OBS. I will put the link to the site in the description, and you'll want to download the file. For the sake of this demonstration, I am going to configure my host computer, which is Windows 10, to use Ivona, so you'll hear this voice.
Speech mode talk.
And the virtual machine is using Microsoft David, so hopefully that will help you to distinguish between the two computers. So what I've already done, I've already installed OBS inside of the virtual machine. I have enabled NVDA. I've downloaded that as well. And here we go. So I'm going to go over to the virtual machine here.
Windows Sandbox. Windows Sandbox dialog.
And I'm going to hit Alt Space.
Restore unavailable. Maximize.
And maximize the window.
Windows Landscape. Sandbox dialog. Pane. Input capture window.
And here we are.
Start window. Desktop list. Recycle bin 1 of 3. OBS Studio 3 of 3.
So let's open up OBS Studio.
OBS 2.7.1.3, 64-bit. Windows, profile, untitled scenes, untitled window. Auto configuration wizard dialog. The auto configuration wizard will determine the best settings based on your computer specs and internet speed. This can be run at any time by going to the Tools menu. Usage information: specify what you want to use the program for. Auto configuration wizard dialog. Next button. Optimize for streaming. Recording is secondary. Radio button checked.
This is the wizard that you'll use that comes up the first time you run it. You can go through this. I'm honestly tempted to just skip it because I'm going to configure things manually.
Neck cancel OBS 2.7.
So
audio mixer window.
This is grouping. The main window. If you tab around.
Scene transitions window. Durations. Transition combo box fade down. Duration spin button 1. Controls window. Start streaming checkbox not checked.
So we have start streaming.
Start recording checkbox not checked.
Start recording.
Start virtual camera checkbox not checked.
Virtual camera. There's a lot of stuff in here that I don't know how to configure. And I'm not really too interested in configuring it. You can do lots of things with scenes and capture different windows and things like that. I am primarily interested in capturing audio. Now, what's nice about this program is by default, it will capture your audio of your computer and your microphone. So let me tab over to settings.
Studio mode checkbox not checked. Settings button.
And hit enter.
Studio settings.
Actually, I guess we'll have to hit the space bar. If it will. Oops.
Grouping. General grouping. Grouping.
Okay.
Cancel button enter.
So if you shift tab around, it'll kind of read things. This program is not the most usable with NVDA, but I'm going to tab. It says nothing, but we are in the list of options. So if you down arrow.
List. Stream. Output. Stream. General.
All right. So under general, we have the following.
Grouping. General grouping. Language combo box English down.
I'm going to just I'm just tabbing.
Theme combo box dark, default. Automatically check for updates on startup checkbox checked. Open stats dialog on startup checkbox not checked. Output grouping. Show confirmation dialog when starting streams checkbox not checked. Show confirmation dialog when stopping streams checkbox not checked. Show confirmation dialog when stopping recording checkbox not checked. Automatically record when streaming checkbox not checked.
You may want to check this. If you're going to stream, you may want to make an archive.
Checked.
Let's check that.
Keep recording when stream stops checkbox not checked.
Again, you might want to check that.
Checked.
Just to keep the local recording going.
Source alignment snapping grouping. Source alignment snapping checkbox checked.
That's visual, I'm pretty sure.
Snap sensitivity spin button. Snap sources to. Snap sources. Snap sources. Projectors grouping. Make projectors always on top. Save projectors on exit check. System tray grouping. System tray checkbox checked.
This allows you to run the program from the system tray.
Minimize to system tray when started checkbox not checked. Always minimize to system tray instead of taskbar checkbox not checked.
So if you don't want it to appear in the alt tab list, you can put it there. You can tell it to start recording and then you're off to the races.
Preview grouping. Hide overflow checkbox not overflow always visible. Show overflow. Draw safe area. Importers grouping. Search known locations for scene collections when
Okay, so a lot of this stuff is visual. I'm going to ignore it. Let's just
Studio.
Tab
enable
over.
Portraits. Show pre multi. Show scene.
Let's
draw
see.
Multi. Okay. Cancel. Apply.
Sorry, so we want
grouping.
To tab over to the list here and
list.
Now.
Output, stream.
Stream, okay, this is where you go if you want to stream, so let's show you how this works.
Combo box Twitch down.
So you can stream to Twitch.
YouTube RTMPS.
YouTube.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, that's kind of cool.
Restream.io. Twitter. Show all. Uncanny.gg. Uscreen. VonLive/InStageIb. VLoud. Vimeo. VIMM. VertWish. Volume.com. WASD.TV, Web.TV, Whalebone.TV, XLoveCam.com.
Yeah, there's lots of different services. I'm going to hit home.
Custom, Africa T, Angel Thumb, Apparat, API.
Yeah, there's a lot of these. I'm going to hit Y.
You now, Ustreamer, YouTube HLS, YouTube RTMPS, YouTube HLS, Ustreamer.
Oop, hold on.
YouTube HLS, YouTube RTMPS.
So that's the one you want.
Combo box Twitter down.
Oop, well, okay. Honestly, the easiest way to do this is to press your down arrow.
Uncanny.ch, Twitter, Twitch, Uscreen, VonLive, VLoud, YouNow, Ustreamer, YouTube HLS, YouTube RTMPS.
YouTube RTMPS, that's the one that's... seems to work the best.
Combo box primary YouTube ingest server down.
Leave that alone.
Connect account. Recommended. Button and ignore streaming service setting recommendations checkbox not checked. Use stream key. Advanced. Button enter.
Okay, this is what you want, so I'm going to hit enter. Now, it doesn't say anything, but if I shift tab.
Ignore streaming. Connect account. Get stream key button HTTPS. Show button enter. Edit protected blank.
This edit field is where you paste the stream key. I'm going to go back over to my main computer here. I'm going to hit Control Alt Pause Break to get out of the virtual machine here.
Landscape.
To ask, are using your microphone tooltip.
All right.
Audacity. YouTube. Windows. Audacity. YouTube Break. YouTube Break.
So
blank.
I already have the main website for YouTube open in the Brave browser. I'm going to go down by button until it says, let's see.
Guide, skip, search, create button.
Create, and I'm going to hit the space
upload
bar.
Upload video, link, visited link, go live, link, link.
All right, so.
Link, visited link, link, upload video.
The first item is to upload a video file.
Link, link, go live.
And the second is go live. Now, I believe you'll have to set this up. It's been a very long time since I've set it up. I'm not sure if that has changed or not. When I set up live streaming, I think it asked me to verify my phone number and do some other things. It should be pretty easy.
Link, link, create post. Link, link, go live.
Yeah, all right. So let's hit go live.
Create button.
And what I'm going to do here.
YouTube Creator Studio.
is I'm going to hit tab.
Account profile, stream, webcam button, webcam, manage button, minute, send feedback, edit button, likes.
Now what we have.
Zero viewers waiting, no previous head, public, privacy, game, gaming, category, queue, and title, button, viewers will be able to connect, blank, button, button, send feedback, button, button, manage, button, button, webcam, button, button, stream, menu, button, submenu, account profile, photo, button, stream.
So we want to click on stream.
Stream. Button. Button. Webcam. Button. Button. Manage. Button. Button. Send feed. Button. Blank. Connect streaming software to go live.
All right. Now it says connect streaming software to go live.
Viewers will be able to find your stream once you go live. Button. Stream. Setup. Help. Title. Queue. And day October 10th, 2021.
Now, this is where you want to type in your information for the stream.
Category. Gaming. Game. Privacy. Public. Viewers waiting. Zero. Likes. Zero. Button edit. Start sending us your video from your streaming software to go live.
All right. So you can edit that. So
button edit.
What you'd want to do is hit edit.
Edit settings. Heading level 1. Edit settings.
And then tab.
Blank. Add a title that describes your stream. Type it to mention a channel. Section required multi-line editable queue and day October 10th, 2021.
So this is the title. So each time you want to make a live stream, you'll want to go in here and type in the title and the description.
Blank. Tell viewers more about your stream. Type it to mention a channel. Section multi-line editable. Ask me questions, and I will answer them as best I can. For the Chrome extension that automatically reads YouTube live chats.
Right, so that's the description that I put in there for the last live stream I did.
Edit video visibility status button. Edit video visibility status. Restrictions. None.
You can set up restrictions, you can set what it's visible to. I believe by default it's all public, and that's probably what you'd want.
Category. Add your stream to a category so viewers can find it more easily. Gaming. Game title, optional. Game title, optional. Edit as autocomplete, none. Thumbnail. Select for viewers' attention.
So you can modify the category. I don't bother with that. I think I put that on gaming a long time ago.
Gaming. Add your stream to gaming.
Hit enter
dialogue,
gaming.
List, gaming. People and blogs not selected. Comedy not selected.
So, yeah, if you hit enter on that, you get into a list. You can just up and down arrow through that to get to where you want to go. And then hit enter. I'm going to hit escape. And
list,
when
list,
you're done...
List. No next, no previous...
Oops, it's going to get me stuck in the list.
List gaming.
It?
List game. Edit.
Press escape
game
again.
Game title. Off gaming.
So once you're done with all
gauge,
that,
game, thumbnail, let's go down. Select viewers, link, learn more, list button up, playlists, list button upload, thumbnail, playlist, add your stream to one or more playlists, link, learn more, select, audience, this video is set to not made for kids. Set by you. Regardless of your location, you are legally required to comply with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, and /or other laws. You are required to tell us whether your videos are made for kids. Link, what's content made for kids?
Yeah, this is the YouTube made for kids thing, which I have turned off because I think it restricts chat and some other features.
Link, learn more. Radio button not checked. Yes, it's made for kids. Radio button not checked. Features like personalized ads and live chat won't be available on live streams made for kids. Radio button not checked. Link, learn more. Radio button checked. No, it's not made for kids. Button heading level 3, age restriction, advanced.
So you can set up age restrictions.
Button show less, paid promotion. If you accepted anything of value from a third party to make your stream, you must let us know.
So, a lot of this stuff you can modify or you can leave as is, but what you want to do after you have typed in the info...
Cancel button. Save button unavailable.
...is hit the save button once you're done.
Cancel.
Now, I'm going to cancel,
cancel
this.
Cancel button edit. Start sending us...
Because what we want is right underneath the... Live stream info.
Tab selected stream settings. Tab analytics. Tab stream health. Stream key. Select stream key. Edit read only default stream key. R stream key. Pick button show stream key.
If you hit the show key.
Hide stream key.
It will show it.
Button reset. Button hide stream key.
It will show it for a certain number of seconds, I believe.
Button reset. Button hide stream. Button copy. Show stream key. Button reset. Button show stream key.
So it just hit it. If you go back to the edit field up here.
7. Stream key. Paste in encoder. Edit read only KGG0.
Right. This is the stream key. Now, you don't want to give this out to random people, which is why I'm not going to. Because if anyone has this, they can live stream to your channel pretty much whenever they want to. Now, there is a reset button here that will reset the key and generate a new one, which essentially makes the prior one invalid. So if your key was taken or misused, you can reset it here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit the show stream key.
Button reset, button copy.
And copy. And if I read the clipboard,
KGG0.
Right, it reads the key out.
Button data is not encrypted. Stream URL edit read only RTMP.
This is the
button copy. Button URL. Data is not encrypted. Backup server URL.
It's telling me that the data is not encrypted. I really don't care too much.
Copy button. Enable DVR toggle button pressed.
If you move by buttons, you can enable the DVR, which I believe lets people rewind and fast forward your stream as it's in progress. I would leave that on.
360 degrees video toggle button not pressed.
That's a video thing.
Menu button submit closed captions toggle button not pressed.
Closed captions, you can turn those on.
Unlist live replay once stream ends toggle button not pressed.
Unlist live replay when stream ends.
Live chat mode selection button collapsed heading left. More options.
So essentially that's all there is to it. So you want to get your key off of this site, and then each time you live stream you want to type in the appropriate information. Now I'm going to close the browser.
Windows Sandbox dialog.
And we're going to go back into Windows Sandbox.
Wrist, Mac, Windows.
Lance. Show button. Edit protected blank.
I'm going to paste this key in here.
Show. Get stream key button. Connect account. Ignore stream. Use stream key. Advance. OK button. Can apply button.
So we have that typed in.
Combo button.
The only other thing you might want to change in here.
List. Audio. Output.
Output.
Grouping. Output mode combo box simple down. Streaming grouping. Video bitrate spin button 0.
This is video stuff. I just...
Streaming combo box software. X264.
You should be able to leave this stuff alone.
Audio bitrate combo box 160 down. Enable advanced encoder settings. Recording grouping. Recording path edit selected C. Users WDAG utility account videos.
So this is where your video files will be stored. By default, they are stored in the videos folder.
Browse button enter.
You can browse if you want to change that.
Generate file name without space checkbox not checked. Recording quality combo box same as stream down. Recording format combo box MKV down.
This is the format. MKV should be fine by default, but you can choose
TS.
Something else.
MOV.
MOV,
MP4,
MP4,
FLV.
There's a whole bunch of them. MKV will be accepted by YouTube just fine.
MOV, MKV, custom muxer settings edit blank. Enable replay buffer checkbox not
checked. I leave this stuff alone because I don't know what it does.
Okay, can apply.
Now, the only other thing you might want to change in here is under audio.
List. Video, audio, grouping. General grouping. Channel. Sample rate combo box 48 kHz down. Channels combo box stereo down.
That's set to stereo.
Global audio devices grouping. Desktop audio combo box default down. Desktop audio 2 combo box disabled down.
I believe you can set up multiple sound cards and turn them on and off, which might be useful if you want to capture audio from different places, but... By default, the default settings should record your microphone if you have one plugged in, as well as your computer audio.
Mic slash auxiliary audio combo box alt down.
What?
Mic slash auxiliary audio combo box default down.
Right, this is your microphone audio. I would leave that alone, unless you need to change it.
Mic slash auxiliary audio 2 combo box disabled. Mic slash auxiliary audio 3 combo box disabled. Mic slash auxiliary audio 4 meters grouping. Peak meter
time. Meters, that's visual.
Advanced group. Disable Windows audio ducking checkbox check. OK button enter.
So that's pretty much all you have to do. So now if you hit OK.
OBS 2.7 point exit button.
At this point, you're good to go. I don't know how to do... anything with video, but for the things that I want to do, this works just fine. So if we tab over...
Audio, volume, mute, properties for mute desktop audio checkbox not checked.
You have the controls for different things, so maybe you just want to capture your microphone. You can mute your desktop audio, which will mute your computer sounds.
Volume slider for desktop audio, slider 0.0 dB.
You can change the volume.
Properties for desktop audio button.
You can modify the properties.
Controls window.
So let's just tab
mute
here.
Properties for mic slash volume slider. Mute mic slash auxiliary checkbox not checked.
This also lets you mute your microphone. Tab here.
Grouping. Scene transition. Duration spin button.
Now, I don't mess with these.
Controls. Start recording checkbox not checked.
Okay, the two checkboxes we are interested in are start streaming and start recording. Start streaming will obviously begin to live stream to YouTube, which is what I don't want to do right now because I don't really want to go live. But I do want to record.
Start virtual cam. Start recording.
Now, I'm not sure if this virtual machine will let me record, but let's hit start recording.
Start recording. No sources dialog. It looks like you haven't added any video sources yet, so you will only be outputting a blank screen. Are you sure you want to do this? You can add sources by clicking the plus icon under the sources box in the main window at any time. Yes button enter.
So it just...
No sources di...
Okay.
No button enter.
So it's asking me if I want to add any video sources. Otherwise, I'll just be outputting a blank screen. I can't see, so...
Yes
we're
button.
I'm just going to do yes.
OBS 2.7 point. Start virtual. Stop recording checkbox checked.
So it says stop recording.
Start streaming checkbox not checked.
We are not streaming.
Stop start virtual. Studio mode settings. Exit button. Audio mixer window.
So properties. At this point, you can record and do all the things that you might want to do.
Volumes, mute desk, properties, volume, mute.
Now what I don't know.
Grouping, scene trend, duration, controls window. Stop record, start streaming, stop recording, checkbox check.
What I don't know is how to pause the recording. That's what I haven't worked out yet. But yeah, so as long as you are recording, it will capture your audio, so you could do videos on YouTube, or you could talk, or make a podcast, or anything that you might want to do, and when you're done...
Start, stop recording, check box, not
recording.
Checked. Stopping recording.
And
start recording.
It will change back to start recording. At this point, I'm going to tab over to exit.
Set, exit. Desktop.
And the program closes. Now, if to get to your video file,
run
let's go to the video folders. I'm going to go to the run dialog with Windows R. Type in videos.
Text. Videos window. Items view list. Tree view. Level
and
1 this PC.
We have... well, maybe it didn't do it.
Status. Items view list. 2021 10 16 18 46 52 row 1 column 1 1 of 1.
Yep, so it names it based off of the date and time. So now if I hit enter, it should play in, I think, Groove Music or something like that. I'm not sure what the default is in Windows. I think it's Groove Music. Let's see. Let me alt tab.
Windows Media Player row. Window to learn
player.
More custom settings radio button recommended settings.
It wants me to set up Windows Media Player. That's fine.
To learn finish button
finish.
Dialog in videos window.
OBS 2.7.
Now
start
stop recording checkbox checked.
So it says stop recording.
Start streaming checkbox
not
checked. Videos Windows
stop
upper now play.
Now I made a mistake there. Since I'm recording this in Audacity, my mixer is on. So it's capturing the audio twice, once from the default sound card and again through the mixer. So that was a mistake on my part.
Now playing.
But that's essentially how you do it.
Videos with desktop.
So I'm going to shut down Windows Sandbox.
Shut down, shut Windows dialog. If you shut down this remote computer, no one can, nope,
yeah,
yes, but.
Just telling me if I.
Windows Sandbox dialog, the connection to the sandbox was lost. Error 0x, feedback hub.
Yeah,
feedback.
Right, so I just closed that down. But that's basically how you run VMware. Or, not VMware. Why? I'm thinking...
Navigating to new feedback.
Why
start
is that open?
Feedback hub. Feedback.
We're going to close that.
Windows Sandbox. Not responding.
Yeah.
Audacity. Windows Sandbox. Windows. Microsoft Windows dialog. The application is not responding. Cancel. Cancel but end process. Audacity.
We're going to close Windows Sandbox. That is how you use OBS. And hopefully you found this useful. If you do have a mixer of some sort, make sure it's not capturing your computer audio. Because as you just heard, OBS will also capture that if it's on. Either that, or you'll want to mute the desktop audio in OBS if you're using hardware to capture audio. But I think for what most people want to do, OBS works quite well because all you need is a good quality microphone and it will capture your audio on your computer without having to do anything different or anything else that might involve programs or hardware mixers or things like that. And then basically once you're done, you can take that file and upload it to YouTube. YouTube will accept it happily and you're off to the races. So I hope this has been helpful. As always, if you have any questions, leave them in the comments and I will talk to you later. Bye.